Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Just turn that up.
It's the instrumental because I couldn't find a clean version.
Just the start of that song alone can fire you up every single time.
I'm looking at your list.
Love it. Love it. Good that song Lord. Right there is absolutely a jam for
I think it would, yeah. For working out, I think yep. it would work.
Because it samples the Rocky when he's training.
Yep.
Awesome.
Man, you guys are so unoriginal.
Seriously? We know how to freaking follow directions.
Nick put up Jumps the Boogie on his list?
Why not?
What is what? That's Timbaland? A workout song?
Timbaland?
Yes.
Timbaland and Magoo?
That's a you work out to that?
What year was that?
Anytime you start off with
I would.
I know you're full of it.
I would.
I
haven't recently, if that's fair.
Oh, you guys.
That's because your new swim trunks haven't come in yet.
No, they
once
haven't.
Once those come in, you'll be
I think they're called jammers.
Okay, once your jammers are in.
When I get those jammers, I'm going to be flying across the swimming
pool.
Oh, I got
to Google what jammers
are. So you'll
be
listening to that when you got your jammers on?
Is that like the overall version of a swim trunk?
No.
The ones that have the little straps that go up? Like a singlet?
Instead of like a traditional underwear Speedo.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a different kind of grape squeezer.
Wow. You got you some of those coming, huh?
Well, yeah. I'll get some.
That sounded encouraging.
I'll buy it eventually when I get really fast in that water.
I like it.
Now, will you be listening to tunes underwater?
They have that. They have those ones that you can take with you in the pool.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've
seen swimmers use it.
You may get those someday, too? After the jammers?
OU Mike texted shows that I haven't texted in, so who's Joel calling an ass clown?
That's
yeah,
fantastic.
It's not you. And
no,
then,
not today.
And then somebody texted and said, so Joel isn't a virgin. I'm just reading the text because I know you're going
kid,
to.
A-hole. What do you got?
You could have adopted.
No.
That doesn't mean
not
anything.
Not the way that kid acts and looks. There's no chance.
Oh, poor baby.
That's nice.
Why are you dissing her like that?
I'm not. She's outstanding looking, just like me.
Okay.
I see now you're rubbing off on me.
Did you see this story about Jadeveon Clowney?
I did.
He's got hopes of a contract extension, and what I love the most about the story is that he throws shade immediately at Rick Smith by saying, yep. with gain here, I think we can get something done. Because, you know, the Texans were notorious for a very long time of not giving contract extensions.
Especially long ones.
Except J.J. Watt. Didn't they extend him a little early?
They
and they said, yeah, we don't do that, Andre. Yep. Sorry. And he's like, well, what about J.J., though?
Where are you on that? Sorry, Hopkins.
We don't do that. Would you extend him?
And would you expect that because he wants to get it done now, that he should give them a little bit of a discount? Because you know, if you listen to Gruden and others, who thinks, and I'm sure that got back to Bus Cook, his agent, enough to say, hey, he's got something here. Mm-hmm. Let's make him the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. Is he worth all that? And are you expecting that if he really wants to stay with the Texans, do you think he's offering up any discount? Because I don't.
Yeah, I don't think he's offering it up, but that's part of taking an extension early. You're saving a little money if you're the team giving that extension now as opposed to letting him hit free agent and it going to a bid and getting into a bidding war to try to bring him back. Right now, he is fifth on the list of outside linebackers at $13.8 million. He's behind Melvin Ingram, Chandler Jones, Justin Houston, and Von Miller.
Okay.
So those salaries above him, $13.8, $15.5, $20.6, and $22.4 million. The highest outside linebacker is Von Miller at $22.4 million.
Is he Von Miller?
I still think, God, this sounds weird saying it, but I think he has the potential still.
Okay.
But I don't know that he is. I, I, but I, he's not far from it. If he's at his best, he's one of the best in the NFL at getting after the passer.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think I'm with you. I don't think. By the way, Nick's half naked in the production room, trying to hide from us. I don't know what he's doing. But you working out, Nick?
No, it's just really hot in the control room.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, like it's really hot in here.
Okay. You just did that in front of your boy?
I just took off my shirt. I have an undershirt. It's not like I got half naked.
Okay, I'm just asking. Here's my thing. I'm with you. I don't think Clowney is there yet. I think he could get there.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, and especially when you look at the track record of Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, you know, and all the things that he's done, we haven't seen this consistency throughout his entire career with the Texans. He's been flourishing of late, so I would say, yeah, let it play out a little bit more. And look, here's the other thing. If some team is out there, if he just hits free agency, and some team's out there throwing just silly money at him, I give you J.J. Watt and say from the position and the beating that they take and the fact that that one doesn't look so good right now either, I'm not sure that I'm willing to throw a long-term extension at silly money at him if some team's going to overpay.
So you know he's disruptive, right? I mean, that he's a disruptive force.
Yes. Yep.
And I think the thing that kind of hooks you if you're the Texans is you want to see what him and J.J. Watt can do for a season or two together.
But you've wanted that for a long time.
Yeah.
And now you don't even know if J.J. will ever be close to where he once was, and I would say no.
But even more of a reason to maybe keep Clowney then, right? Because then you take some of the pressure off J.J. Because if Clowney's not here – and J.J. Watt isn't the J.J. Watt of old. He's 80% J.J. Watt for the rest of his career and on the decline. Then he's not going to be as effective. But if you're forcing double teams on Clowney's side of the ball, you're lining them up side by side, and you're saying pick your poison, maybe just by Clowney being there, you can mask some of the ineffectiveness of J.J. if that's the case. I mean, we're assuming he's not going to be the same ever again. But Clowney kind of gives you that opportunity to say, okay, now you've got two guys to worry about, and you might elevate JJ's effectiveness a bit with Clowney on the other side. But if he's not there, then all you got to do is focus on JJ Watt, and vice versa. If JJ Watt's not there, all you have to do is focus on Clowney.
We agree to disagree on that one, though. I'm all for hanging on to him, you know, and you can say if everybody's focused on, and fine. Because it's what have you done for me lately? And lately, for the last year and a half or so, he's been pretty good. But I go back to his first couple of years where he was an underachiever. People questioned his work ethic. You know, JJ was like, didn't want to talk about him. And was kind of like, you know, brushing him off. So from that standpoint and from the standpoint of I'm just a little leery of overpaying. But again, if they want to talk about it now and they want to talk about it, the fact that instead of trying to reach that grand peak of recognition by saying you're the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history and you want to get a deal done at a reasonable price for a long term, I would consider that.
So I'm looking, would you pay this for him? So I'm looking at SpotTrac and it's got his contract deals and so forth, but they'll also give you a market value on a player. Mm-hmm. All right. They're saying that his market value is 6 years, $99 million, which is $16.5 million a year.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I think I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, because like Von Miller, they say, is making 19, Melvin Ingram 16. They've got some of the guys that they're comparing them to. You're good with $16.5 million a year over the next 6 years? Because here's the thing I think I am, yeah.
I think that's reasonable.
Look, guys like Clowney with the skill level and potential, because it's not just what he could do, it's what he's done and what he can do. You've seen that he can be disruptive in the NFL. Those don't come around very often. And you happen to have two of those guys, you don't just let those walk.
That's what I'm saying. As long as it's not exorbitant, if we're not getting to $20 million a year and trying to, you know, break the bank, I'm fine with that. And then, of course, as long as there's no trades or silly things and guarantees, yeah. I'm fine with that.
Because here's the thing. So if you look at his 4 years in the league, first year, he played four games. Mm-hmm. Second year, 13, then 14, and then in 2017, he played in 16 games. And his sacks went from 0 to 4.5 to 6 to 9.5. So you see that he's on the incline.
Yep.
He's 24 years old.
Still young, yeah.
So he's going to peak physically at 27 or 28. So if you sign him to a six-year, $100 million deal and get him for $16.5 million a year, you're basically going to have Clowney in the prime
of his career. And, oh, by the way, it'll expire right about the time, as you're saying, he starts to go down.
That's right.
Which is perfect because you're not overpaying for years. And again, when you think about inflation and everything else, by the time he hits the last year of that deal, I'm sure that he may look underpaid.
Because, yeah, well, and I would agree. And I would think if you let him get to free agency, other teams out there that don't have a J.J. Watt, that don't have a pass rusher,
are going to,
hey, we'll give you 18. Yeah. We'll give you $19 million a year. Come play for us.
Pretty reasonable from other teams.
So if you could get him for $16 to $17 million a year now on an extension, I would do it. Absolutely, I would do it.
Totally with you on
that. Okay. I can't believe we agreed.
I agree to disagree.
You wouldn't re-sign him? You wouldn't extend him right now for $17, $16 million a year, 16 and a half?
No. I don't think I have to, right? Do you have to? Do you absolutely have to?
Do you want to see him hit free agency and walk?
No, I mean, is there time to not sign him before he walks?
Grace, he got 1 year left.
He's got 1 year left. Yeah. Next year is his he hits free agency in 2019. So if you don't sign him between now and the end of the year, he walks.
Yeah, yep. He's walking then at that point. Yeah.
So you're good with letting him hit the open market?
No. I mean,
You could get him now knowing that you'll probably get him a bit cheaper than having to do a bidding war, you wouldn't do. He's not worth that to you.
Well, if you can get him cheaper, then yeah, for sure. Like from a business standpoint, absolutely. But I mean, I'm just saying kind of going back to the whole inmates thing, I'm like, you got to wonder how much leverage the owner has and how much leverage the player has, because that, to me, dictates a lot of when the timing of the signing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't know where the leverage is, you know?
The other thing, and I know we got to go to break, Gary, but the other thing I was going to ask you is, I know we see him week in, week out, but league-wide, do you think he has the reputation?
I was just about to say that. Yeah, I do. I think people see what he's now capable of. This year was a show year for him. I mean,
he is disruptive.
Yeah, and I think people can see, and he didn't have any help on the other side. He also didn't have Whitney Mercilus rushing the passer. Right. He literally, the numbers he got, he did on his own.
That's why I asked, though, because we see him week in, week out. The Texans weren't exactly a prominent national team that was on national TV.
I think people know what Jadeveon Clowney is capable of, and I think the market on him, people will be lining up to sign him.
So we'll see. All right, if you guys want to chime in on Jadeveon Clowney and the fact that he's looking for a little extension, you go ahead and give us a call, a text, the HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number, or better yet, you can hit us up on Twitter. We're constantly checking our tweets. We'll probably respond or mention it on the air. So you can get to @BarryIsFunny, @PacManJoel with a K, and @TheProducerNick. We're going to continue in just a few minutes. But right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I'm telling you, the big game is right around the corner. And if you're having a Super Bowl party or you know someone that is, there is nothing greater than getting some of that Gallery Furniture motion furniture to entertain your guests and let them recline in style. They got power recliners. They got power love seats and sectionals. These things are really sweet. They're all leather. They recline. You just press a button, and you can go all the way back to like flat taking a nap to just feet up and head back watching the big screen. They are fantastic. You need to check them out. Right now, when you buy $4,000 or more of Gallery Furniture at any one of the three locations, you get 36% of that purchase price back in free accessories. So you can get the pillows and the ottomans and all the other things, the lamps, the tables, the things that you need to go with the great furniture you get at Gallery Furniture. When I mention the three locations, they're all up until 10 p.m., and they're located conveniently throughout the city. Grand Parkway between Sugarland and Katy, right in the heart of the Galleria area on Post Oak, and of course the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And for all you people that heard about that Astros promotion last year and you were really disappointed you didn't get in on that, well, you can now because Mac's doing it again. It's the Astros Win It All, Get It All 2018 version, or 2.018 as Mac calls it. When you buy Steely, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, or other sleep sets at Gallery Furniture and you spend $3,000 or more, if the Astros win it all, you get it all. That's how they do it at Gallery Furniture. Check them out because they don't lie. It's not just a marketing slogan. It's a way of life. Gallery Furniture really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, Barry, and Nick. We are with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over. If you want to get in touch with the show, 713-780-3776. If you want to get on the phone lines, our HRMP listener line, you can also text that number at 713-780-ESPN. We read your text if they're good. I just found out something that pisses me off a little bit.
What?
So I went to go get a Diet Coke, and Jong and some other people were in the kitchen. And they were, like, asking me about the camel races and, you know, and Jong was like, you didn't get a trophy? I was like, no, yeah, I know you got one. I didn't get one. He goes, I brought up the fact that Fred got a big check last year and I didn't get one. He goes, dude, they even gave me the microphone and interviewed me afterwards and I got to talk trash to people. I was like, what? I was so ready to talk trash to Melissa Wilson from Fox 26. Not one microphone. And then this was what pissed me off. He goes, bro, I even had little kids coming up to me asking for autographs. Where's my fame? Where's my fame?
Yeah, glad that didn't happen.
Because
if your head is this big now,
shut
if
up.
All that happened, oh my goodness.
You shut your mouth. All right, let's go to Juan on the phone. Juan wants to talk Eagles-Vikings. Hey, Juan, what's up? Living in the past, hey. Huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback on what Joel was saying about the song where it was about the Rocky that fell.
Right.
Part of the hour. I remember just before the game started, I was walking past my TV and all I heard was that bell ring, and it just stopped me off, like stopped me right in my tracks, and I was like, I got to watch this because they're hyping up the whole underdog thing. And going into that, how much do you think they're going to be playing up that theme, the underdog, Philly, Rocky theme? You know how he was an underdog?
Right.
With Creed.
So oh, Juan, that's a great call, that. Dude. No, you are 1,000% right. It's not going to surprise me at all if they, which one, probably every media outlet will do it, but the comparisons between Rocky and the Eagles being the underdog and the Patriots being the big bad Apollo Creed or what was the Russian?
Drago?
Yeah. That's definitely going to happen, Juan. That's a great call, man.
And with, God, I just forgot my next question, but do you think Sylvester Stallone will make an appearance?
Ooh, I don't know. Because
depends
it's going to be.
Paying.
It's going to be in Minnesota, so I doubt it. If it was a home game or something like that, I could maybe see it.
Kevin Hart's going to be there the week of the Super Bowl. So actually, people are.
What is that for? Is he a Philly guy?
I don't know why. Promoting something, probably, but it was we thought that the climate of being in Minneapolis for the Super Bowl would scare some people off, but it looks like.
Well, no, there's money to be made.
Yeah. It looks like there will be some people going. To make appearances. But overall, you know, the thing is, it's the Super Bowl. So the NFL, they control all the game operations and the intros and everything like that. But you would think they're going to play that a little bit. But that's just, man, in Philly, they're smart to do that. And by the way, the underdog, did you see that? Which I do like, is, you know, the Eagles are so big on this underdog thing. They've been wearing the dog masks. They made T-shirts now on NFL.com.
Yeah.
And they right away said, NFL, if you want to do the right thing, donate at least a portion of proceeds to the kids in the Philadelphia area, schools and things like that. They're donating all of it.
Oh, good.
So they did the right thing.
I was going to say, because this is the league that charged the military to have Military Appreciation Day. So
let's not
pretend like they know how to do the right thing.
No, they listened this time, and they're doing the right thing.
Somebody texted it on the Clowney thing, and Mark, we see you. We'll get to your call next. But somebody said, man, pay Clowney his money. And I think that's what a lot of people feel like is, you know, the question was, is he worth it? And then he puts together a year and a half because, you know, that 2016 wasn't a full, you know, anything, but it was good enough when you combine it with last year.
I'm good with paying him his money. Like I said, I just don't want him overpaying and then giving him way too many years. So, like, with the terms that you threw out there, I'm totally fine with it.
Okay. And then I didn't know this. I haven't even bothered to look at a Pro Bowl roster because I couldn't care any less about the Pro Bowl or who makes it, to be honest with you. But somebody texted the show and said, I saw Dwayne Brown as a Pro Bowler. Didn't he miss half the season? The only thing that I would suggest is that he may be an alternate. There's guys that'll make the, like, you know, Andy Dalton will end up being a Pro Bowler. But it's
this year?
Yeah, but it's because, according to the texter, I don't know if that's
right.
True or not. We have to look it up. Maybe our producer can figure it out. I just threw Nick under the thumb. I'm like, hey, can you look?
As the bus ran you over?
Yeah, I was just texting. Sorry.
No, no. I was just saying, can you see if, because I don't have it in front of me, and we're going to take Mark's call, but can you see if Dwayne Brown made the Pro Bowl this year?
Yeah.
Because somebody was texting it. But keep in mind, guys like Andy Dalton will make the Pro Bowl, but it's because all the good quarterbacks in front of him aren't going, whether they're injured or they're saying they're injured or they're in the Super Bowl. He did make the Pro Bowl this year.
Yep.
Confirmed.
Yep, according to Seahawks.com.
Yeah, so apparently, I would be willing to bet you that missing half the year that it was either, you know, replacement,
still
injury.
There's enough tackles out there that, I mean, I understand he didn't even have that great of a year. The
think
Seahawks
about this,
weren't even that happy.
But think
with
about
him.
This, though, Joel. When you start thinking of, if I asked you to name quality offensive lines in the NFL, the haves are outnumbered by the have-nots. So it's not like there's a ton of great left tackles.
You're talking about entire lines for teams?
I'm just saying in general, yeah. Like, you can probably name, like,
the haves are outnumbered, right? That there's more have-nots?
That's what I'm saying. The have-nots outnumber the haves when it comes to good offensive lines. At least it seems that way by looking at the play. And left tackles, just like, you know, we were talking about pass rushers and quarterbacks, and those aren't easy to come by either. So maybe Dwayne Brown, I'm not saying, you know, he was first ballot, but I could see him maybe sneaking in there as a replacement.
Okay.
Get him. Mark wants to talk Clowney extension. Mark, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
What's up, Barry? What's up, Joel?
What's up?
What's up, Nick?
What up?
Hey, so I mean, like, talking on the Clowney deal, whether or not to extend him or not, I think if you have the opportunity to do it now, I think you do, because if you're thinking in terms of you know, the fact that you have your quote unquote franchise quarterback now with Watson, and you have him on a cheap for what, 3 years, I think. So within those 3 to 4 or 5 years or whatever, I'm thinking you know, especially because of the contract extension you just gave O'Brien and the new GM. If the goal is to win a Super Bowl within that time frame, and you can get Clowney, you know, signed up now to, you know, basically be on the same terms with those guys, and then you got 3 years of cheap Watson contract, and then maybe, I mean, obviously you'll be paying him the last two unless you franchise him, you know, or whatever the deal is ahead at that time. And then obviously the Watt contract will be off the books, you know, and then you can sign him for cheap if he really loves Houston or whatever, or give your hometown discount or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's best for the franchise to do it now if it's possible. Now, I don't think he should be making more than Von Miller. Von Miller's a Super Bowl MVP. He's a beast. And I forgot who the number two guy was. It just, I think he said Justin Houston. I believe, I'm not too sure. But, you know, I don't think he's achieved anywhere near what Justin Houston is. So maybe around, if they can get him around 17, 18 mil a year, I think that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page there.
Yeah. I'm trying to look up because he brings up a good point, too. You can always franchise him if you choose not to extend him. You can use your franchise tag on Clowney.
Right.
So I was trying to find out what that number would be. And it looks like, now this is an article, let me make sure I got it right, December 6, 2017, This is 11 players who are best candidates to receive franchise tags in 2018, and they list the numbers for franchise tags. They are projecting outside, let's see.
This is also the reason why you do an extension early.
Linebackers. So the projected franchise tag for a linebacker would be $15.2 million.
And what's a defensive end?
Defensive, but he's classified as an outside linebacker in their scheme.
Just asking.
A defensive end is 17 and a half.
So split the difference and you're right on where we were.
Yeah. So, you know, now, of course, the Texans are going to take this length. Well, you're an outside linebacker, so it's going to be cheaper.
And we're doing this a little early for you.
And he's going to say, yeah. So, but I think if you're in that range, you're in the 15 to 18 range, somewhere in the middle. And if they met in the middle, then you don't have to franchise him if you don't want to. And he probably doesn't want to be franchised. He wants that long-term extension. And he wants it because he's going to get more money up front. He's going to get a guaranteed signing bonus. He's going to get that money, you know, a guaranteed money.
So he can relax.
Yeah.
So he doesn't do it on the field. Hey, the other interesting thing on that call was, and it's really a parallel, when you think about the fact that he mentioned Watson and said you're not going to have to pay him for another 4 years. Boy, this is just like the Russell Wilson situation.
Yep.
And you're going to have to watch that real carefully, because as much as you want to hang on to him at the basement price as long as you can, this day and age, man, you piss him off before his contract expires by going low, i.e. Carlos Correa coming up too and others. Mm-hmm. You can find a guy that's scoring and wants to get out too. So let's see how they can hang on to that one too with some of the big price tags coming up if Watson continues to impress.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Somebody said, what are the chances Clowney becomes accident-prone again when he re-signs?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the case.
He strikes me as a guy, though, that once he gets that guaranteed money, will relax a little bit.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. We're halfway through the show. We've got 90 in the rearview mirror and still 90 to go, so still plenty of time for you to get in on the fun and festivities. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the second half. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. I came to get down. I came to get down. So
get out your seat and jump around. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second half. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. As we continue to roll on, we've covered some ground. We're going to cover some more. Had some fun along the way, too, because you know how we do it. I asked you during the break.
Yeah.
I'm checking some emails.
Yeah.
I see this damn email from Texas claimittexas.org, and I'm like, you know what? I trusted you. I believed you.
Uh-huh.
So I did everything that you said you did. And I'm like, I still haven't heard a damn word. And I'm thinking, I gave up my information here. Now, if I start seeing my bank account go down, I'm going to be pretty ticked off.
I got my check last night. I went and checked the mail. I don't check the mail every day.
I don't either.
Because it's so far.
You check your weight every day, but you don't check your mail.
Yeah. We're lazy. We don't go out there. So we go about maybe once a week and grab the mail. Mm-hmm. And there was a check in there.
That's good to know.
My $105.15 was in the mail. I'm just putting it in the bank.
That's weak.
And when I tried to do the remote deposit from the phone.
Get some jammers.
I guess I could.
Get some jammers or buy Nick's jammers.
Jammers are on me, guys. No, I tried to deposit over my phone, and they were like, sorry, you can't do that. You got to come out. What? It's just a check, but whatever. James had a question for me. He said, does the camel racing champion, how does he feel about the disqualification of the camels in the Saudi Arabia camel beauty contest?
Yeah, what is that?
So Raheel sent this to me because he goes, hey, I think this would be relevant to you, Barry, because you're, you know, of your newfound fame and success. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's a camel beauty contest in Saudi Arabia. And I don't know what they judge it on. I'm guessing it's like hump, like the humps, like the beauty of the hump.
The
how
lovely
big,
lady lumps?
How big the humps are, I have no idea. But apparently a couple of camels and their owners were disqualified for using Botox. Basically using performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh, my God.
On the camel's appearance for the camel beauty contest. So apparently now I'm the camel expert because everybody's like, what do you think, Barry? I'm like, well, I mean, if you got to cheat to win, obviously I don't. So that's all I know about it. But that just strikes me as weird. That'd be like having like a, I don't know, a camel beauty contest?
Yeah, that's weird.
That seems like
But Alexander Hamilton maybe has a future besides racing.
He was not a handsome camel, no.
Oh.
Here it is, Washington Post. Camels have their own beauty contest in Saudi Arabia, and some were beautified with Botox. A dozen camels were banned from a beauty contest during the King Abdulaziz Camel Festival in Saudi Arabia after they were given Botox injections, according to the national newspaper based in Saudi Arabia. I don't know what they judge on, though. It doesn't say. Whoa, the National reported that prize money totals $57 million.
No way.
$57 million for a camel pageant. $31 million reserved for pageantry.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. Oh, look, here it is. They use Botox for the lips, the nose, the upper lips, the lower lips, and even the jaw.
Damn.
What the hell?
With all the plastic surgeons that have made it a big thing in Texas, we need to just find a surgeon and get Alexander Hamilton some love, and we'll just collect the benefits.
Yeah, I would have thought that they would, like, put it in the hump, because I would have thought, like, the bigger the hump, the better, right? No.
Okay.
It says
some people like it that way. The bigger the hump, the better.
It says, leading up to the festival, which runs through January, Saudi media reported that a veterinarian was caught performing cosmetic surgery on camels, giving them Botox and making their ears smaller, according to the National. A pageant guide told the National that cheaters may even pull the lips of the camel.
That's just weird.
They pull it by the hand like this every day to make it longer. What?
Isn't that the case with a lot of things in this world?
I don't understand. No, that's a rumor. You can't pull that and make it longer. I mean, it's not told.
It kind of actually does, doesn't it?
No.
If you pull it, doesn't it get longer?
I mean, temporarily. Okay. It's not a permanent. It's not a permanent solution.
It's all timing.
Although there was a thing I read about that where people will tie stuff to their...
Oh, yeah. We talked about it on the show one day.
Yeah.
Some guy tied like weights and then it actually did some real serious damage.
Yes.
Yeah. It won the tug of war, so to speak.
Yeah. So
be
there
careful
you go.
Out there,
so
Nick.
So people are out there putting Botox in their camel's lips to win the contest. Cheaters.
All right. So let's get it out of the way because it annoys the hell out of me.
Okay.
And I know that Raheel's actually written about it too. But this whole NBA draft, now that the All-Star team reserves have been picked as of last night, we got this draft. It's not the East and the West anymore, and LeBron and Steph get to pick, and it's just stupid to me. But it's a big deal, and everybody keeps writing about it, and they want to talk about it. Where are you guys on this draft for the NBA All-Star game?
I like the idea. I really do. I like the idea of mixing it up. I heard Mark Jackson?
Okay.
That calls the games with Jeff Van Gundy?
Mm-hmm.
He and Van Gundy were talking about it, and that they like the strategy involved with it because they were saying how, like, LeBron will go out and draft Kevin Durant with his first pick, forcing Steph Curry to feel obligated to draft one of his teammates. And he can't obviously draft KD first because LeBron would take him. So then does Steph go out and get like Antetokounmpo
or Clay?
Or does he draft Draymond or Clay with his second pick and snubbing his teammates? So, and then you got guys that may have to pick. Steph may end up having to draft James Harden, a rival. That makes it interesting. And I like that. And then they were talking about the fact that it should be televised. And I'm with you. I think it actually could be fun, especially if all the players are in the room. And it's like a pickup game.
They're so hypersensitive.
Where you line them up and then the fat kid gets picked last.
Right, that's why they're hypersensitive.
I think that would be great. Build the
drama.
They've
already put in the rules that state that you have to draft all the starters first. So you can't pass on the starters.
But the last starter is the fat kid.
Right.
So
guys are going to get butthurt on all this.
That's why you do it.
That's why they're not doing it, though.
But they should put them in a room, build that drama, and put them on stage and have them all the guys in seats.
Because if you are the fat kid, then you're going to come out blazing in the All-Star game to try and prove a point.
Exactly.
And then it becomes more interesting to watch, which is all the reasons why they should televise it. But I'm telling you, for all those reasons, the fact that the NBA will protect its players means that they will never do that.
So do we have a list of the All-Stars?
Yeah, there it's out there, and I can find it for you. But, I mean, look, the usual suspects, to coin a phrase, are in. Westbrook made it. Damon Lillard finally made it. You know, the guys that got snubbed, they were all on Twitter last night cussing and moaning and not happy. Lou Williams of the Clippers, who I think
Lillard
really deserved it. Lillard made it.
I thought it was a reserve.
There you go. I've got the full list. Yeah. I've got the list. So the starters in the East, LeBron James, Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving and DeMar DeRozan. Right. So there's your starters in the East. Starters in the West, Steph Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and DeMarcus Cousins. Your reserves for the East are Kristaps Porzingis, Kevin Love, Al Horford, Kyle Lowry, Bradley Beal, John Wall, and Oladipo. And the reserves for the West, Karl-Anthony Towns, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Russell Westbrook.
The reserves
for the
East doesn't sound very good, does it?
No.
No, but so from a starter's perspective, I gave you guys who the starters are. I don't know if you remember them all, but I'll read them again. Who's your number one pick? So you know LeBron is out. He's a captain.
Right.
And Steph is out. So if you're LeBron, or you get number one pick, you taking KD?
Yep.
I think there's no question.
You going KD as well?
There's no question that you take KD.
Because he can play down low. He can shoot the three. He can run the floor. He can dribble.
He's polished as a scorer.
Probably the second best player in the league.
Yeah, and he can defend, right.
So,
ooh, Nick, you hear what you just said?
Here's the thing, brother. Here's the thing. Antetokounmpo might be a good pick because there's no defense being played. There's not a lot of – what is it mainly? It's
can't shoot.
There's no shooting. It's all dunks, alley-oops, and pick and rolls.
There's still guys yanking threes. That's what Curry does. That's
but you can
Curry ain't dunking on anybody.
But, okay, so I'm going to give you first pick, Joel. You take Kevin Durant, all right?
Yep.
And I'm going to take Antetokounmpo. Who's your second pick?
I got to.
It's got to be a starter. Harden, Davis, Cousins.
Probably Harden.
Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, and DeMar DeRozan.
Either Harden or Kyrie.
We'll take a pick.
I'll take Harden.
All right, so then I would go Kyrie, get a little outside shooting.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You can get outside shooting, especially when you look at some of the reserves that exist. But you don't have to take that with your first pick.
But I took who I wanted.
Okay. I mean, I'm not disputing KD, yeah. But I'm just saying a guy like the Greek Freak, it makes sense in an All-Star game to go early because it's a lot of running the floor, it's a lot of dunks, it's a lot of dunks.
The easiest rationale for me on the Greek Freak is he's 7 foot tall and he's got a wingspan. He can guard anybody on the floor if you're going to play up tempo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get you, but you know, my big thing would be like I wish KD would have been a captain because I wanted to see if he would take Westbrook.
Right.
You know those things. I want to see if now the big thing is going to be is LeBron going to take Kyrie. Because he's going to be out there.
That's a great question.
He's going to be out there.
That's a great question. Who do you think will be the last starter taken?
DeMar DeRozan.
You think so?
It's going to be between DeMar DeRozan and probably Cousins.
I was going to say, is it Davis or Cousins that's going to be the last pick?
Yeah.
I would think one of those two guys will be the last pick. I think DeRozan will go before that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't get the notoriety, but he's got all the tools.
He does.
He's talented.
So who do you think will be the absolute last pick?
On the whole roster?
Yeah. Because the West is stacked. You've got Karl Anthony Towns, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, LaMarcus Aldridge, Russell Westbrook. Any of those guys going last?
No.
All right, so on the East, the reserves are Porzingis, Kevin Love, Al Horford, Kyle Lowry, Bradley Beal, John Wall, Victor Oladipo.
Al Horford.
I say Oladipo might go last.
He's having a hell of a year.
Yeah.
And again, they're playing up tempo. Al Horford
does make sense. Yeah. Who you think, Nick?
For a backup?
No, the last pick in the draft.
Last pick in the whole draft.
I don't know. I don't have one.
No, who do you think it'll be? Like, I say probably Oladipo. He said Al Horford. I mean, the rest of the guys I think are going to go before that. The only other guy that might be included in that, do you think maybe a Kevin Love falls to one of the last picks in the draft?
No.
Go with me, Nick. Smart move. You know it. It's basketball.
Horford?
Yep, Al Horford.
Smart move.
Yep.
Well, Horford is hard to argue against Horford. He's probably the worst player on that list, right?
Well, I mean, look, he can shoot the three now. But still, it's an All-Star game, and Al Horford doesn't put the fear in anybody's heart of the guys that are going to be on the floor. So.
Yeah. All right, guys, I want to tell you about Gulf State Homebuyers. Look, Hurricane Harvey has come, it's gone. We know that. The city has recovered for the most part, but what hasn't recovered are the individual homeowners. You guys are still out there waiting on your FEMA money. You're still out there rebuilding. I've got friends that are posting pictures on Facebook where they're like, hey, we almost have our kitchen in, and it's been a while. So, here's what I want you to do. You know how much it's going to cost to repair your home. You know how long it's going to take. You know the headaches that still lie ahead. What you don't know is what you could get cash in hand for your home. And that's why I want you to get in touch with Gulf State Homebuyers. Their number is 281-717-6100. Give them a call. First thing I want you to know about Gulf State Homebuyers, they have won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau the last 2 years, 2016 and 2017, so you know you're working with a great company. The other thing is, once you call, once you get the process rolling, they take care of everything. They've got an entire in-house staff of professionals, including attorneys, title companies, everything needed to close on your house, get that cash in hand as quickly as possible. And like I said, they take care of it all once you call them. So 281-717-6100 is the number. They come out, and the cash offer that they make you, no obligation, risk-free. They come out, they look at it, they tell you what it's worth, what they'll give you cash for it. And then from there, it's your decision. Do you want to repair the home? Do you want to maybe risk it flooding again? Or do you want to take that cash, maybe buy a new home somewhere else that's not in a flood district or maybe as less prone to flooding? But you're not going to know what you can get cash money in hand if you don't call Gulf State Homebuyers. 281-717-6100. Give them a call. And it doesn't have to be just for Harvey. Maybe you've gone through a divorce or you're going through a divorce. You need to get rid of the house. You got tax issues that you need to just sell it. They can help you with all of those, so that's why I want you to call them. 281-717-6100 or hit them up on the web, GulfStateHomeBuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you. And together, we will keep Houston strong.
This is ESPN 97.5. Cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Let me get that in there. Marcus.
Is this your song?
Yep.
What song is this?
Got me working day and night.
Terrible.
Great song. Great workout.
You work out to this song?
Heck yeah. No doubt. I'm running on the treadmill. I'm listening to this. I'm good.
Really?
Yeah, especially I'm doing sprints.
I love that you make fun of me for listening to Katy Perry's Roar.
There is a huge difference between Michael Jackson and Katy Perry, period, end of story.
Hey, play Roar and tell me if that doesn't get you hyped.
Oh, my Nick. God. It's so awful.
No, it's a great running song.
It is stupid.
That makes me want to, like, disco. Not run, not work out. I don't feel like a champion when I listen to that. I feel like, look.
Right, because
yes,
you feel like a champion when you're slowly galloping. That's why, because your championship was won. Albeit, I hate using that term for you, but it was won.
I got him to admit it.
With a
save that.
Slow,
save that audio.
Loathing gallop.
Save
that's
that audio.
Why
he
you
did
like
admit
roar.
That I'm a champion. I don't care what else
this
happens. He had to admit that I was a champion. So I'm good with whatever. You don't have to like the song now.
God,
just you acknowledge my championship. That's all I care about.
Sucks.
I can't
roar.
Yeah, I bet
stupid.
If we took a poll of those two songs, which one was better to run to? Katy Perry's Roar would beat that whack-ass Michael Jackson song every day.
Go ahead and do what other stations in this market love. Go ahead and do a poll and see where that lands.
I'd be
interested.
We'll call it an instant poll.
Sure could.
Emphasize the T so it doesn't say. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So instead
we're not gonna
rip that kumbo, it's Adenta Kumpo. Yeah, you can emphasize the T's.
Yes.
Okay. Marcus, you've waited long enough. You want to get in here on this all-star draft, which I loathe. What's up?
What up, guys? Hey, Barry. Real quick, Barry. If you listen to anything other than Michael Jackson while you're doing anything other than, if you listen to Katy Perry doing anything other than, I don't know, sitting on a toilet and depressing yourself, then something's wrong with you. Michael Jackson is the greatest of all time.
Thank you, Marcus.
Hang on, Marcus.
If you're taking a bath with bubbles.
What? You're taking a bath listening to Michael Jackson, Marcus?
I'm not going that far, but I like everything else Marcus was saying.
Marcus, you're looking at the man in the mirror the wrong way, bro.
Did you really hang up on it?
No, he didn't hang up on it. All right, what's your question, Marcus?
Hey, no, real quick, not a question, really just a comment. Couple of comments. So this draft, I think, is crazily intriguing. Think about it. So forget who's the last player picked because, I mean, nobody really cares if Victor Oladipo even plays 2 minutes in a game. Nobody really cares, right?
True.
But think about where Westbrook will go. If he's not the first player off the bench on either team, how will he respond? He's going to bite somebody's head off on the court. Like, he's going to try to dunk on everybody. He's taking 30 shots. Think about if Westbrook's not the first pick on either team. Somebody's going to get their heads bitten off.
We kind of said that. The interesting thing is going to see, you really want Westbrook opposite of Kevin Durant regardless. Because they have to play buddy ball and play nice when they're on the same team on the West. But ideally, you'd want them on separate teams.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, real quick, another thing I wanted to say real quick. I think you already addressed it, but I think with the All-Star, with this, you have to pick the starters first. So I think LeBron picking Durant is just going to be a smart move. I don't think it's just going to be because Curry might have to pick his teammate. It don't matter about that. I think it's just a smart move. But imagine if Curry – I don't know why y'all thinking Boogie or Anthony Davis may be the last starter off on the team. DeRozan's definitely going to be the last starter. Probably Kyrie after that because Steph's not going to pick him. Why would he pick a Kyrie? And LeBron might have some kind of feelings towards it. So it's going to be definitely Kyrie or DeRozan. But Boogie just had a triple-double with 40 points and 20 rebounds. You think he's not going one of the top players? Anthony Davis, you know what he can do. Come on.
Bro, it was a double overtime game with Boogie Cousins, and I get
and
it.
And he wasn't playing a team full of all-stars. That are running the court. But appreciate the call, Marcus. I mean, he does make a good point about Kyrie, that's going to be interesting to see where he lands because, like you said, Steph probably doesn't want him or need him.
Right.
LeBron definitely doesn't want him, but somebody's got to draft him. I would think it would be hilarious, but don't be surprised if LeBron doesn't draft Kyrie just to...
Olive branch?
Yeah. Hey, there's no hard feelings on my end, no hard feelings on your end. Boys. The time we had together was great, whatever. That wouldn't surprise me either.
No, I could see that because here's the thing. I loved and look forward to the awkwardness of Westbrook and Durant because they hadn't spoken until that All-Star game. Was it 2 years ago now? That was awesome.
If they end up on the...
Yeah, and then even when everybody else wanted to clown them when they got to the bench because one passed to the other and they actually had a nice play, and they still were stink-eyeing each other, and Draymond and those guys were trying to, like, yuck it up, and it wasn't happening, I was like, I like that. Yeah. I mean, I like the fact that guys can really hold their grudges and that you can show that it really does sometimes dig deep with a guy. But at the same... Yeah, you know what? I can see LeBron doing
that. Am I wrong? And you guys give me your opinion. Am I wrong in saying that maybe this draft has more appeal to me than the actual game?
No, but I hope it improves the game. I hope it does light a fire under some people's ass.
I can't make it through an entire NBA All-Star game. It's almost unwatchable.
I can watch it. It's not as bad as the Pro Bowl. I can watch it. And here's the thing, by the way, too, while we're talking about the All-Star game.
I mean, it is as bad as the Pro Bowl, Joel. It really is. So. There's no defense.
But there's
no
athleticism.
No one wants to get embarrassed, so they don't D up. It's open lanes.
No, Barry, I disagree because of the fact the athleticism, when guys are doing stuff they wouldn't pull in a game, but they show you just how skilled they are. Like, even going back to when McGrady threw the ball off the backboard from, like, the three-point line, caught it and hammered it. Those are the kind
of
things that I'm like...
But that's and one kind of stuff.
But it's impressive. It's better than watching flag football.
Is it?
I think so. And again, right next to your next instant poll, right next to Michael Jackson, Katy Perry, can be NBA All-Star Game versus Pro Bowl.
Well, I mean, it's a lesser of two evils. They're both god-awful, in my opinion. Whoever this is, somebody said Michael Jackson over Perry for sure.
Thank you very
much. Yeah, you're blocked on the text line, jerk.
Can I tell you this,
too? Get out of here.
Here's the thing.
Huh?
I understand that teammates are going to look out for teammates. There are some guys out there that got snubbed that have legitimate arguments. Andre Drummond is one. He's out there big time. Goran Dragic, Lou Williams. But the bottom line is, James Harden's out there lobbying for Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Stop it. Chris Paul missed so many damn games.
Right.
That you just can't do that. I know from a reputation name alone, Chris Paul should be in. But let's be real, people. Chris Paul this year? No.
So there was a few snubs, and they were talking about it on Twitter. Drummond, tweeted his tweet out. Who was the others? Devin
Lou
Booker.
Williams.
Devin Booker. Lou Williams just did LOL. Goran Dragic.
They pressed him on it. Is that regarding the All-Star? He goes, of course it is.
Damn right it is. Yeah. So, yep.
Yeah, I mean, look, from my standpoint, I'm like, seriously? There's some people that deserve it. There's others that don't, in my opinion. And this year, Chris Paul just doesn't deserve it. Right now, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you about them for a long time. Mike, Tammy, Gust, and their crew over there at 290 and 34th Street do one hell of a job for anybody that comes in with anything. Yes, their name says Wheels and Tires, but they do so much more. But while we're on the subject of wheels and tires, if you've got a damaged rim or tire and the big stores are telling you that you have to replace one, if not both, stop it. Before you even do that, just pick up the phone and call American Wheel and Tire. Chances are, in most cases, they can actually repair your wheel and tire, save you a bunch of money, make it look good as new, and they even in their warehouse stock have stock rims and tires from the actual dealerships, so you don't have to worry about getting something that looks close to but not quite what you got when you bought the car. These are from the manufacturer, and they will match up, and they will look sweet if you have to go that route. But like I said, first and foremost, they'll try and repair the wheels and tires and save you some cash. Same way they do everything else with their vehicles. If you want a one-of-a-kind look for your car, your truck, your SUV, or your high-performance car, they can do that. Everything from Kevlar coating to lift kits, bumpers, steps, you name it, lights, lift kits, they've got it, and they will take care of you at American Wheel and Tire. From the minute you walk in the door, all the guys there, Jason, and the crew, they're going to be really nice. Johnny and those guys, they're going to treat you right. They're going to sit you down, see what you need done, sit you in the comfortable waiting room where you got a glass window to look right through to the bays where they're doing the work on the cars, and you can see what's being done to your vehicle. And at the same time, they're going to come in periodically, talk to you, and tell you what's going on, what you're going to get charged for, what you need and what you don't. It's the way they do business because they want you to keep coming back for whatever you need. So do me a favor. Go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Check out all the great things they've done to different vehicles in the Houston area. And, of course, keep in mind the next time you have an issue with a wheel or tire, American Wheel and Tire, 290 and 34th Street.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.